Following.
Following, go ahead.
How about giving us some react angles and we'll stay and react?
Say again, please.
Could you give us some react angles?
Wilco.
Say again.
Apollo 8 is Houston. I hadn't said anything at that time. We're digging some angles out for you now. In reference to your earlier question about the sleep cycle juggling and so forth, we agree with your comment. We would like to get back on the flight plan as far as the sleep cycles and so forth is concerned by the time we get into lunar orbit. So we'd like for you to use your own judgment about the most efficient way to accommodate the sleep cycles and apportion it up amongst yourselves. We would like to have you keep us informed of who's doing what and what your plans are. We have the one P-23 that we have slipped 2 hours. We'd like to get the other one in. We can also adjust the time for the other P-23 if it's going to conflict. I guess that's two more P-23s. We can adjust the time for those if you'll let us know what your forecast is for when Jim will be available to take some sightings. So the big message is that we'd like to work around whatever your desires are. If you'll let us know, I will pick some stars and some angles and have them ready for you.
Okay, Houston, the CMP will be up at 36 hours. The LMP is going to sleep now, and he'll sleep through till 40. And then I'll stagger that in, try to go to sleep around 30 or 37. So that by the time we get to day three, we'll all be back on staying the right sleep cycle.
Okay, real fine. Thank you. Houston, react angles look like minus 45 in pitch, plus 90 in yaw, and 3423 for the time.
Roger, copy. We'll use this react because it keeps the caution warning from going off again.
All right, I understand that. Are you leaving the high gain antenna on after it swings over to the reset position?
Ecom, we need that really very much.
Stand by.
Why can we just not use the high gain antenna for a while? Getting high bit rate on the Omnis? Okay, let's tell him then that we'll just not worry about the Omni for a while. Fido, are you going to do...
Houston, this is the LMP. Before I hit the sack, could you give me a rundown on systems as the way you see them?
Okay, we'll put that together for you. And we were just talking about the redundant ECS components check, and we were going to put that off until everybody had a chance to get some sleep, try to keep you from having to go under the left-hand couch.
Well, that'd be nice. I sent Lovell under the gun, so. One man sleeping in the, under the left couch, or right couch, and one man sleeping on the right couch.
Okay, I understand you got one under and one on the right couch.
Roger, that's firm.
Okay, and in reference to the Omnis versus the high gain, looks like we can live with the Omni antennas here for several more hours if you'd like to delete the use of the high gain. Okay, before you shut your eyeballs there, we'd like to terminate the battery charge.
I knew you guys would get me.
Gotcha.
Okay, battery is, charge is terminated at 37.3 volts.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, we're pulling that together now.
How are the PU valve and SPS line temps looking?
Okay, I'll check that.
We just heard